The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now, there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke each recount about 30 miracles of Jesus. But John only tells you seven. Seven very carefully chosen miracles. Now, why is that? Well, it's because Matthew, Mark, and Luke are written for people who don't yet believe and are trying to bring them to conversion of heart. But the Gospel of John is different. John assumes you already do believe and is trying to lead you from shallow faith to deep faith. And that's where we want to go. Okay, so let's take a look here at the faith of this royal official. This royal official comes down to Cana from Capernaum and he makes one simple request of Jesus. "Please come and heal my son who's near death." Jesus simply says, "You may go, your son will live," and the man gets up and leaves. Just turns around and walks away. Now understand, he was in Cana, he was going back to Capernaum. That would be like, you know, somebody being in Fredericksburg and walking back to Fairfax, okay? No small feat. He just turns around and walks away. This man had faith. So we've got to ask ourselves now, what is faith? What does that mean? What does it mean to have faith? You know, is faith like an intellectual assent to a set of abstract principles? Or is faith like catechism? Like, you know, I can list off the Ten Commandments and I know the precepts of the church. So, you know, I got faith. Is that what it means? Some people think it does. Or is faith rather, like generalized optimism? It's kind of generally hoping things are going to work out for the best, you know, convincing yourself that things are going to be good, although you're not entirely sure why. Is that what faith is? Or is faith rather just blind faith? You're told it, you believe it, and that settles it. Is that what faith is? I mean, faith is none of those things. What is it? Faith is what happens when God's grace moves your heart to believe what he said and to act on it, because you know that there's a loving and providential God who's orchestrating all things for your good. That's what faith is. And we have to have that kind of faith. Because like this man here in the gospel, we don't often get to see because of what we believe. We don't get to see at all. You know, he just turns around and walks home. No evidence, no proof. He just walks home. Grace moved his heart to believe and to act. That's what faith is. That's what we want. Because so often we don't see anything, do we? You pray for a job and you're still unemployed. You pray for health and you're still sick. You pray for healing for a loved one and they don't get better. And how do you keep on believing in such a circumstance as that? Well, You begin by returning to an understanding of what faith is and know that, you know, Jesus didn't come like a genie in a lamp to grant us wishes. But rather, he came to lead us, you know, like the first reading from Isaiah said, to something entirely new. A new, deeper way of living, conscious of God's goodness and providence, that allows you for the first time ever to really, truly love selflessly and sacrificially. That's where faith leads. Gospel of John, which, by the way, we'll be hearing now for all the rest of the days of Lent. Gospel of John is the only gospel that tells you his purpose right up at the beginning. I write these words so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that in believing, you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what we want. To spend these rest of these days that we have in Lent going from a lesser faith to a deeper faith, that we might have life and have it more abundantly for our good, for the good of those we love, and for the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.